Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sett back on the show. Pete is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, and he is one of the smartest guys we know, and what an excellent expert he is on policy, especially tax policy. And he's here eventually today. We're going to get around to talking about some things that he's recommending that you're going to want to hear about. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So let's take this segment, first segment, and get your thoughts on what happened during the election. The midterm election is just over now. No real big surprises based on what was being forecast. I mean, unlike the 2016 election, which some people, you know, went to bed for 2 years over it. This one really kind of tracked what the polls were showing, didn't it?
It roughly did. When you look at the House of Representatives, for example, we know that historically, in the middle of a president's term, the party in power loses seats.
For 100 years, it's been that way 9 times out of 10, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And in this election, the president's party, President Trump's party, lost more than historically is the norm. And so control of the House of Representatives is going to go over to the Democrats. Yeah. On the other hand,
do we know what their numbers
are stronger?
So the Republicans had a significant majority prior to yesterday, or they still do, but until in the new Congress after the end of the year, in the new year, what will the Democrats, do we know yet what the Democrats' majority will be?
There are still races out west yet to be decided, but it looks like at least the Democrats won somewhere around 25, even 30 seats, but that would only give them a majority of about 10 seats.
Yeah, just a couple of hands full, which is even they won a lot of seats, it's still not a huge majority.
No. And here's where it only really matters, because Republicans have strengthened their majority in the Senate. That means there will be essentially a red wall against any really crazy fiscal policy proposals or proposals affecting small business adversely. But by controlling the House of Representatives, Democrats will control the hearing agenda. Mm-hmm. They will have chairmanships of all the committees. Their leadership will be able to have test votes on the floor of the House on a lot of their priorities. Mm-hmm. I think that could cut both ways when you consider the fact that Medicare for All, the proposal that would run well over $1 trillion a year in additional federal spending, was a central part of the platform that many House Democrats ran on. Mm-hmm. They're going to hold hearings on that, and they might be thinking, now we're going to show the American people that we can lead. I think they're also going to show the American people that they don't have a way to pay for a proposal like that without raising everyone's taxes.
They have a very high likelihood of outkicking their coverage on that issue, because I think they may turn what happened yesterday into believing that it was a mandate to change the world. And I don't think that's what they got. And that's not sour grapes. I mean, I fully expected what happened to happen. But I don't think what happened yesterday was a mandate for them. And it was just too granular around the country, mostly local politics, I think. But one of the interesting things that I think happened overnight, Pete, the Senate became more behind Trump than the previous one was. The next 2 years in the Senate, McCain's gone, Flake's gone, Who else? I mean, the Senate wasn't. There were a lot of never Trumpers in the Senate before. I don't think there are that many in there now. What do you think? That's going to be a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's likely right. Now, the Republicans had 51 of the 100 Senate seats before this election. They'll probably wind up with 53, maybe even 55, depending on how some of these close elections come out. And let's sound a nonpartisan note here, because that's what my organization does. No matter who's in charge,
right,
we've got to fight for taxpayers. Cutting taxes and cutting regulation, something that was the hallmark of the Republican Congress and the Trump administration, has gotten a little more difficult. Decent trade policy, which was made really bad under this administration, has gotten easier. Fighting out-of-control spending, the same as yesterday, Jim.
That's
both
exactly.
Parties have
both
a problem
parties.
With that.
Both parties. We got 10 things that Pete thinks we need to pay attention to in the next Congress, and we're going to talk about those after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.